Where?
A special rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat. Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie the man just speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Gracie Fields. Yeah, the English Nightingale. Well, she sings them Cockney songs. Cockney, you know, an Englishman with a Brooklyn accent. Well, she was in that picture, Holy Matrimony. No, Duffy, she wasn't the bearded lady. That was Monty Woolley. Gracie was the singer. Yeah. Has she got her music? The biggest ass pedestrian of them all? Yeah, I imagine she's probably got it. She's now singing at the Waldorf Astoria. Yeah, and Duffy, I've been trying to figure it out. Why does the Waldorf make so much more money than we do? See? And I got the answer. They got a hotel on top of the joint. So I was thinking, you know that back room where we keep the pig's feet? Well, you see, that could be the bridal suite. Hello? He hung up. Now, Eddie, we gotta get the Duffy Churio hotel ready for occupancy. Did you remove the pig's feet out of the back room?
Yeah.
How does the room look?
To high heaven.
You mean the room still...
Mr. Archie, now you might get away with calling this place the Duffy Archuria, but you'll never be able to call that room the Rose Room. By the way, there's another thing wrong with that bedroom.
What?
There ain't no bed in it.
I knew I forgot about something. A bed. Well, I'll tell you what. Go down to the cellar and get them two empty potato sacks down there. Go over to Brunschweiger's Chicken Market, Eddie, and tell Brunschweiger to pluck us a mattress.
Suppose you wanted out an inner spring chicken.
Well, naturally.
Hey, what a hotel.
What's wrong with this hotel?
This is the kind of hotel where when the tenants get rich, they move to a flop house. Ain't nobody gonna be dumb enough to sleep here.
What? Nobody gonna be dumb enough to sleep here, huh?
What?
Finnegan, you look tired.
Yeah, George, I am quite fatigued. fatigue always makes me so tired. Mm-hmm. I slept a sleepless night last night.
You did, huh?
I can't sleep when somebody snores.
Well, who was snoring?
I was.
You mean you snore so loud you keep yourself awake?
Well, it ain't so bad when I go... But when I go... I blow the covers off. You know, I am seriously thinking of moving to a hotel.
Well, welcome, Tranchant. Finnegan, how would you like to move into our back room?
The room with the pig's feet?
Well, we're taking them out, Finnegan.
No.
Well, why not?
I have been in that room. It wouldn't be so bad when I went... But how could I sleep if I ever went...
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we better put a window in that room,
Well, Archie, here I am.
Here whom is?
Miss Duffy, the beautiful innkeeper's daughter.
Your old man ain't so beautiful.
You know what I mean.
Well, the way you should say it is Miss Duffy, the beautiful daughter of the innkeeper, which is grammatically correct, but physically impossible.
That's a good joke on Papa. I'll have to tell it to Mama.
What a brain.
Hi, Arch.
Crack pot old tool, you dirty forger. You dirty swindler. I didn't think you'd have the nerve to come back here after swindling me with that oil stock last week. I thought at least you would have the decency to eschew this joint.
Arch, it was just a prank. I swear by me warden.
But why did you have to do it to me?
Well, it was me first attempt at swindling, and I thought it would be more honest to swindle somebody who wouldn't press charges. Hmm. Arch, don't be sore. I am in trouble enough.
What's your trouble?
Me landlady drew me out this morning. I've been going nuts all day trying to find me a room.
Hmm, is that so? Eddie, what do you think? Should I forgive him and rent him that room?
Yeah, it'll serve him right.
Crackpot, you see, we're turning our place into a hotel, and we can rent you one of our better rooms.
One of your better rooms, huh? Has it got a bed?
A bed? How long are you planning to stay?
Well, has it at least got running water?
Well, what would be the good of having running water? It ain't got no sink.
Well, how am I going to wash me face?
Wash your... Crackpot, this is a hotel room, not a beauty parlor.
Well, look, is there a towel?
For what do you want a towel if you can't wash?
What's a guy going to use to shine his shoes?
What everybody else uses, the bed sheet.
Okay, I'll take it. What's the number of me room?
What number would you like?
You mean I can have me choice of rooms?
No, but you can have your choice of numbers. Here's a piece of chalk. You can write it on the door yourself. 105, 205.
Do you mind if I make it 905? I like to sleep high up.
Oh. Well, suit yourself. Front. Front. Hey, Front, will you come here?
Yeah.
Oh, Front, show this gentleman his luggage to room 905.
905? Putting it up there ain't going to air it out.
Hey, Art!
Crackpot, don't shout. If you want something, ring for it. That's what the dishpan is for.
Okay. Hey, Art!
What?
There's termites in me room.
Them ain't termites.
Oh.
That guy will be giving his hotel a bad name.
Hey, Arch, look who just came in. The W.C. Fields.
Finnegan, that's Tracy Fields. Well, Miss Fields, welcome to the Duffy Arturia. How do you like our little ye tavern?
It's very quaint. Reminds me of a little inn I used to know in Lancashire.
Oh, yeah? What was the name of it?
The Sign of the Greasy Goat.
What a coincidence. We were going to put Duffy's picture outside, too.
This little Lancashire inn was a lot of fun, Archie. The guests used to spend most of the night throwing darts.
Spent the nights throwing darts? What a dump. We set traps. Gracie, Siggy Doon, would you care for a spot of off and off?
What?
Off and off.
Off what and off what? I think the man's an offwit.
Eddie, I think the gentleman in 905 is ringing.
What room was that again?
905.
Don't I ask the silliest questions?
Hit dish fans when they want room service.
No, only 905. All the other room has buzzers.
Then why don't you have a buzzer in 905?
Then how would we know it was 905? You see?
Oh, Archie.
Oh, Gracie, I would like you to meet Miss Duffy, the hotel's daughter.
Oh, Miss Fields, I thought you were wonderful in that picture with Monty Woolley.
Thanks very much.
How does it feel to kiss a man with a beard? I'm dying of curiosity.
Haven't you ever kissed a man with a beard?
No.
Have you ever kissed a man with a mustache?
No.
Have you ever kissed a man who needed a shave?
No.
No wonder you're dying of curiosity.
Yeah, but you haven't answered me. How did it feel to kiss Monty?
Woolly. Interested in finding out how it feels to kiss a man with a beard.
Well, you see, Gracie, from the way things have been going with Miss Duffy lately, her last hope is Santa Claus. Look, Miss Duffy, this has been a very nice game of fever, but I would... like Miss Steele to render a song for the crowd here. What do you say, Gricey?
Okay, Archie.
Okay, swell. I'll announce you.
Excuse me, Mr. Archie, but Mr. O'Toole, the gentleman of 905, you know.
Oh, yes.
He wants to pay a month's rent in advance. He gave me this $10 bill.
A $10 bill for a month's rent? What kind of a place does a guy think this is? And he got nothing smaller?
No, just a brand new $10 bill.
Okay, I'll give him change. Gee, this is a bright new ten, ain't it? Let's see now, a month's rent. Here's his change, $8. Okay, I'll announce your song, Gracie. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present Miss Gracie Fields singing from the Sawdust Grove of the Duffy Achoria Hotel, located in the heart of Times Square, 23rd Street and 3rd Avenue. take it, Maestro Van Steeden.
Bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new. My arms enfolding you never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Nearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be
Gracie, why should a dame with a talent like yours sing in a dump like the Waldorf?
A dump? A dump? Why, you... What's the American expression that means nincompoop?
Jerk?
No.
Dope?
No.
Dumbbell?
No.
Look, pick one out and let's get on with the conversation. Now, what I think is that you ought to be singing here instead of that joint. You know, a joint like that Waldorf.
905, I presume.
Front. Hey, front.
Oh, I'm getting tired. You're going to have to get another waiter or a second front.
Boy, that 905 makes more trouble than all our other guests together. Look, Gracie, leave us get down to business now.
Mr. Archer, Mr. O'Toole in 905 wants to pay another month's rent in advance.
Another month, huh? Well, gee, ain't that cute. Crackpot, he's trying to make up for swindling me last week, I guess. Where's the dough, Eddie?
Here it is. Another nice, crisp, new $10 bill.
Mm-hmm. All right, Eddie. Here's the change. Boy, this keeps the hotel crowded right up until June. Well, Gracie, leave us get down to business, as I said. What would we have to give you to get you to leave the Waldorf and come down here?
Chloroform.
Gracie, I'm serious. Look, here's what we're willing to do. I understand in England you made as high as £10 a week, see? We're willing to double that. We'll pay you 20 shillings. Fair enough?
20 shillings, Archie. 20 bob is less than a guinea.
Would you mind playing that back again?
Now, listen here. 4 threepenny bits make a shilling. Also, 2 sixpences make a shilling. 8 half crowns make a pound. And a shilling is also 1/20 of a pound. To double a tenny, you'd have to take in about 20 quid.
Boy, a guy could go nuts over there in a crap game. But anyways, Gracie, what we're offering you is $10 a week. You know, what you English call a moon and sixpence. Wait a minute. I'll do better. I'll give you 50% of the gross profit of this hotel.
Huh. Back to the 20 shillings again.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's early yet. Wait until the rush starts.
What rush? You mean 905 is going to go out and come in again?
Look, where do you see the rush? We'll fix a rush. Excuse me. Hey, Finnegan. Ben, hey, Danny, come here. I want to talk to you, sir. We got to make this hotel look like a busy... Front.
905?
Right.
Well, I'm getting to know this hotel by heart.
Look, now, Gracie, you're going to see. Business is going to start picking up any minute.
Miss Arthur?
Boy, you're back quick. what does Crackpot want now?
This time he would like 2 5s for 10.
Another one of them brand-new tens? But I give him all my change. All I got left is $7.
He said to take whatever you got.
Oh. Well, if he wants to be a sucker.
Okay.
Now, look, Gracie, as I was saying, business should be picking up very soon. As I was saying, business should be picking up very soon.
Pardon me.
Good afternoon, sir. Duffy Arturi at your service. Of what service can we be to you of, sir?
My name is John Smith.
Uh-huh.
And this charming young lady is my bridal suite.
Just married, I presume, eh, sir?
Noodlewed. Ain't we, dear?
Yes, and ooh, is Mommy's little lammy pie.
Yeah, and ooh, is Poppy's big veal cutlet.
Where do these people get the points?
Look, Mr. Smith, what can we do for you and your veal cutlet here?
Well,
jerk.
Yeah.
Now, lammy pie and I would like a suite.
Mrs. Smith, I regret that at the moment we are fooled up. I fear we will not have a room until 1947.
I don't think we can wait.
You see? See, Gracie? We're turning them away. Now, what do you say? We'll give you $10 a week plus percentage.
Ah, you're talking through your hat. You couldn't hire me anyway. I'd have to audition for Duffy. He's the boss of this place.
Oh, yeah? Duffy is merely the sole owner and proprietor. I'm the real figurehead. And I want you to know that what I say goes around here. Gracie, it looks like you'll have to audition. What do you say?
Okay, I guess there's only one way out for me. Sing the worst song I know.
The worst song you know? What's the worst song you know?
You'll know.
First, it by me own protrage.
Me red corpuscles are racing. I await for you, my sweet. In me hand is a diamond unfurled. We should all read out to the world. Leave us no longer pretend that you are merely a friend, for it is wrote in the stars above. Though we have tried to act cold, suddenly low and get old, leave us, face it, we're in love.
Hello, it's B in England, but this is the end of Leave Us, Face It.
Leave us not blush with no shame, if people bandage our name, shoes and old rice are worth dreaming of.
Eddie, is that criticism or has she been eaten here?
Face it, we're in love.
poster ad here.
Love lines ain't meant to be in.
Gracie, sound your rages.
Head, head, no, no, finish the bit. Leave us, face it.
Really did you justice. Yep, you're hired. Now, here's your first week's salary in advance, Gracie. A nice, crisp, new $10 bill.
Thank you. Wait a minute. This $10 bill. Did Alexandra Hamilton always look like this?
Let's see. Hey, wait a minute. That ain't Alexandra Hamilton. That's Crackpot O'Toole. The dirty crook, he's been counting fitting dough back there. And putting his own picture on it. He ain't only a crook, he's an egonomiac. That dirty crook. Oh.
Shall I see what the gentleman in 905 wants?
See what he wants. Daddy, go out and get Clancy to come.
But Crackpot wants room service.
We'll give it to him, 20 years of it.
Before we leave Duffy's, leave us put a couple of nickels in Duffy's jukebox. The plant is spinning. The needle comes down. It's music.
Stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you'll fulfill that promise of a thrill. Star eyes, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores loveliness of yours. All my life I felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you are.
History Broadcast is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.